Congratulations on the win, Coach. A great start to the game. 20 first quarter points. Drew Duff hit four threes after you guys go cold or scoreless from the three-point arc on Tuesday. This is a big road win for you guys.
Yeah, we stored all those threes from Tuesday night and brought them with us, so we were able to hit a few. But, you know, it was a great start, you know, especially for Drew. You know it's your night when you bank in your fourth one, you know, from the corner, which doesn't happen very often. But, you know, it was more than just the shooting. You know, the offensive execution that went with it, you know, kind of led to those shots. You know, unlike Tuesday night, we were getting to our spots. You know, to where we kind of talked about at practice, getting to those spots, and we got to them quickly so that when the double team came, you know, we were able to hit a guy, and then, you know, one or two passes led to an easy shot. And, you know, you still got to knock the shots down, and we did that tonight. But, you know, more than the offense, you know, because we only scored 49 points, but, yeah. You know, we held them to 29. So get a chance to, you know, check that out on film and see. But, you know, I'm thinking that our defense must have been pretty good for the most part, you know, because you hold a team like that to 29 who – you know, went to the Salina tournament and, you know, averaged, you know, upper 50s to 60 right there. So, you know, pretty pleased with the boys.
You have to be, and you hold both their leading scorers to single-digit scoring. Archer at 8 and Hendricks only 3, and those are late in the ball game. And you also had to withstand a long scoring drought, nearly 9 minutes without a basket. But Goodland only scored 6 points in that span. But after they got it to within 7 early third quarter, you guys poured it on there with about a 10-0 run there and really never looked back.
Yeah, you know, coming from the, you know, the second quarter, Bo and Kyle both getting into foul trouble, you know, pick up their second, and then we get a little smaller out there. And that probably wasn't really what did us. You know, we just got a little impatient with some shots. You know, not that they were bad shots, but, you know, like we talked about at halftime, when your two leading rebounders go to the bench with foul trouble, it's not that we want to stall, but we don't want to have to go play defense for that long just because we're undersized at that particular moment. And so the longer we can hold on to it and kind of preserve the 13-point lead I believe we had in the second quarter, you know, the longer we can hold on to that, the better. But, you know, I felt like we kind of rushed a few shots and then we got cold and we didn't make anything. But at the same time, you know, we need to do a better job staying disciplined and, you know, running our offense.
And you guys kind of had to adjust to how they were calling it tonight, and that was tough for the most part to adjust to that. But guys had some kids step in and play some pretty key minutes for you guys off the bench there. You know, I thought Jess Stroman did a pretty good job playing some key minutes. Zach Carson, you know, he had a couple of good looks, just couldn't quite get it. He played some good minutes. Reed Brunswick as well. And, you know, Marshall got his shots finally going in the fourth quarter there late, but still it was good to see them step up. Even though they weren't scoring, but they were not doing anything to hurt you guys either.
No, absolutely. You know, Zach's been, you know, busting his butt at practice, and you know, he probably should have been getting a little more time, and we just got into some games where I wasn't really happy with what was going on, and I just didn't feel like putting him in there was going to be fair to him. But, you know, to have his mental frame of mind and come to practice and work as hard as he's been doing, and not getting in the game very much, you know, tonight was very rewarding for him to come in and play, you know, a big 7 minutes in the second quarter when Bo went, you know, out with his second foul and Kyle picked up his second. So, you know, very big minutes. You know, he played, you know, pretty well in the post, I think, based off the game, you know, check out the film. But, you know, he's a kid that can come in. He gives us some extra size and, you know, some added rebounding. And he can knock down the shot. You know, he didn't knock down the shot, but he took a good shot, you know, for us in the second quarter. And, you know, those are things that if he keeps progressing at practice, you know, he'll start to see the floor a little bit more and more. And, you know, very proud to see him, you know, come in and contribute the way that he did.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game tonight. Beavers winning at 49-29. Take a look ahead. You have one more road trip on Tuesday. You go to Cimarron, and then you're back home for the first time in 3 weeks next Friday with Colby. But Cimarron, a team that's kind of up and down this year, and they're going to be a handful with a lot of athleticism led by the Ost kid.
Yeah, they're extremely athletic, and they're big. You know, Pickle's a monster, 6'5", 6'6", you know, a big old boy. So, you know, he's going to, you know, it'll be a chore to, you know, kind of keep him contained. And the Oz kid, you know, he's just an extremely good athlete, you know, very quick, you know, can get to the basket very long. So, you know, I've watched the film on him, but, you know, we got to take it one game at a time, kind of celebrate this one because it feels like it's been a while since we actually played a good game. And, you know, I'm pretty pleased with the boys tonight. So, kind of enjoyed this one and, you know, enjoyed on the weekend, but, you know, got to come back. You only get that one day of practice on Monday, so it's going to have to be a good day on Monday. And, you know, hopefully we build on this. You know, this is something that, you know, we haven't won a couple games in a row for a while, and, you know, hopefully it's something that we can build on. You know, I like where our guys' heads are at. You know, I thought tonight you really saw a team out there that was playing as a team. I think they were supporting each other, even in times when it wasn't great to watch and when we were making some mistakes. You know, you saw some guys high-fiving each other and kind of making it a statement to go out of their way and say, hey, you know, it's okay, we'll pick it up and we'll go. So, you know, extremely proud of them, and hopefully we can continue it on.
It's Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers winning here tonight 49-29. Almost gave you 59. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.